Chris Batchelder is with me here with the Bartlesville Sports Commission. Springtime usually brings those nominations for the Bartlesville Sports Hall of Fame. Banquet's always in the fall. It's always one of the best events sports-wise of the year. And, of course, the Sports Hall of Fame is always a ton of fun. And, Chris, it sounds like you've got a good bunch that we're going to induct here in 2025.
Evan, thank you for the opportunity to be with you here in the studio today. I feel weird being in here without Revard and Tate and a bunch of arguing and gnashing of teeth before the recording starts. Hopefully you'll put some solid bumper music on the front of this,
for
as
sure.
You always do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exciting. I love being able to make this announcement every year. There's some really cool things about having the privilege of chairing the Bartlesville Sports Commission, and one of those is getting to make the phone calls to the Hall of Fame inductees. I feel like that big giant guy from the NFL Hall of Fame that always got to knock on hotel room doors and stuff, and I know why that's such a cool thing now, and finally got those phone calls finished recently, and appreciate Bartlesville Radio giving us the opportunity to make this announcement today. So, yeah, let's dive right in with the details. So the Hall of Fame banquet is going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center, as it is every year, on October the 3rd. It's a Friday night. The football team is going to be at Sepulpa that night. So, unfortunately, we'll miss you again this year. But the Friday night event has proven out to be a really successful opportunity. Still gives everybody kind of the rest of the weekend to enjoy that. And the community center, you know, it's a great problem to have their calendar books up so far in advance. Everybody is kind of scratching and clawing for opportunities to have events there. So we're excited about October the 3rd. And like you said, we have a great class again for this year. So let's dive right in if you want to.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, so we're going to be honoring two individuals, one coach and one team. We have different numbers every year. Sometimes we've done as many as four individuals, sometimes three. This year it worked out to do four total inductees, and so we're excited about that. The first of which is a name well known to everyone that has spent time in Bartlesville and enjoyed Bruin basketball, Noah Hartsock, who is extremely well deserving of this honor, has been in the nomination pool for several years. Previously was the record holder for the most points ever scored by a Bruin basketball player until David Castillo surpassed that a few years ago. Went on to play at BYU after serving a mission for the Latter-day Saints Church, and has gone on to have a very successful coaching career since then. And is now in the professional business world and stays close to the game of basketball. I was talking to him when I called to tell him about this, and we had a great visit. He can't remember, but he thought it's been since 2012 that he's been back to Bartlesville. Wow. His family moved away and just didn't have an occasion to come back, so he was really excited about having a chance to come back and see the community and spend some time here. So we're excited to honor Noah Hartsock. It's going to be a great opportunity to once again honor a Bruin basketball player. So we're excited about that. Our second individual is a standout athlete from the mid-'80s named Mike Epperson. He's the most acclaimed gymnast ever to come out of Bartlesville. Had an incredible youth gymnastics career and then went on to star as a gymnast at the University of Nebraska. Again, extremely successful career up there, several Big Eight titles, Big Eight Gymnast of the Year a couple of times, two-time NCAA All-American on parallel bars and the high bar, and was a member of their 1988 national championship team. So, you know, we had a chance to put Sam and Susie Bartow in the Hall of Fame early on for their contribution to gymnastics in this community, which has an incredible tradition. But the fact is we've been a little derelict about honoring our individual gymnast athletes, and it's time to play some catch up there. So we're excited about honoring Mike Epperson. Todd Cohn and several of his classmates nominated him, and upon review, it was a pretty easy choice. And then our coach that we're honoring this year is none other than Coach T, Gerald Thompson. Again, long overdue. Coach T's contributions to this community go far, far beyond the basketball floor. Although he has been involved in Bruin basketball for decades. And his impact on individual student athletes and the relationships that he maintains with young people that either played for him or had a chance to get mentored by him is just exponential. And Coach T is still involved in Bruin basketball today, even after retiring in 2014. He still has a presence on the Bruin bench, did that for Coach DeSalm, and is going to hopefully do that with this new coaching regime. I know he wants to do that, and it would be a good decision to make. And when I got a chance to call him and tell him about this, he was overcome with emotion and honor. And you know how Coach T is. He just kept saying, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. Surely there's people that you need to put in before me. And that's exactly why we're doing it. So I'm excited about Coach T's induction. And then the team that we're inducting this year, again, is you look at it on paper and you're thinking, I don't know how we haven't done this already, but it's the 1969 Dungeness Ford Engines. And they are the only Engines baseball team to make the Legion World Series. They won the state title, which we've only had a couple of Engines teams win a state title, and this is the only one that then made it through the prelims to get to the Legion World Series. So it was an incredible squad. Again, once we do a print story on this, their accolades are just pretty phenomenal. They ended up with a 40. Let me get it right. Their record for the season was 40-11, home record of 28-4, and an away record of 12-7, which is pretty incredible. They won the Winget, obviously, and then cruised through the Oklahoma State title. There were several, at least half a dozen members of that team that went on to play Division I college baseball. A couple pitched for Oklahoma State, one for the University of Oklahoma. It was just a legendary team. I talked to Steve Hale, who lives here in Bartlesville, that stays close with a bunch of these guys, and he was on some Engines teams. This was the first year that he didn't play, was that 69 team, but the 68, 67, and 66 teams were also very, very good. All coached by Al Sullenberger, who is an Engines legend. Sully was influential on so many young men that came through the Engines program. And again, I heard Brad Dunn just write down on the radio just now with Tom Davis, but the Dunges Ford tradition of sponsoring those Engines teams was really ramping up kind of at that time, and they just had really good squads. So we're excited about this class. We think it's going to draw a huge crowd. Really, if you look at everybody that's going in, including that team, they may be able to fill the room on their own. And so hopefully we'll have a packed house and a chance to honor these amazing athletes that continue the tradition of youth athletics in Bartlesville, and we're really excited.
Community Center, October 3rd, I believe. Is that what you said?
Yep, October 3rd.
And then
Yeah, we'll have all the information up on BartlesvilleSports.net really soon. We're going to get the website updated. I wanted to get kind of through this announcement this morning, and then we'll start putting everything together. We'll get a press release done and have everything up on the website, and we'll make a big announcement on social media when tickets and tables are available for purchase. Again, sponsorships are extremely critical, as they are to any event like this, but we'll have all that information up on the Sports Commission website, BartlesvilleSports.net, really soon, and excited to get people involved.
All right, Batch, appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.